This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in Boston. The company that once led the Massachusetts medical devices industry is launching a search for a new chief executive. Boston Scientific CEO Ray Elliott is leaving the company just 2 years after he took the job. Boston Scientific has been struggling financially for the last several years and had tapped Elliott to lead a turnaround, but that's yet to gain a foothold. To ask why Elliott may be leaving so soon, we turn to Phil Nalbone, a medical technology analyst at Wedbush Securities in San Francisco.
My suspicion is that he just looked ahead at the challenges that he would face getting this company back into a growth mode and making it attractive once again to investors, and he just decided life is too short.
Give us a sense of what Ray Elliott did walk into when he took the job 2 years ago, both internally and in terms of the healthcare market.
He walked into a company that was heavily dependent on a couple of product categories that were in a rapid state of decline, specifically pacemakers and implantable defibrillators, and a product category known as coronary stents or drug eluting stents. Those markets were growing in the low to mid single digits. So not a lot of growth, but some growth left. Well, now those markets in the aggregate are no longer growing at all. There has been intense competition. Prices are under pressure as hospitals demand big pricing concessions.
When Ray Elliott's departure was announced, it caused a 10% drop in Boston Scientific stock. Why was so much hope invested in one man?
It really was sort of the cult of the charismatic leader. A lot of investors were attracted to Boston Scientific because they had pinned their hopes on a single individual. They were looking to Ray Elliott because of his very good pedigree, his successes in the past, rather than grappling with the complexities and the messiness associated with Boston Scientific these days. As well, Sasha, I think there was a bit of a knee-jerk reaction that was unnecessary, an immediate fear that something bad was about to happen. I definitely don't believe that's the case.
Boston Scientific has been a very high-flying company, very high-profile, very innovative. Will Boston Scientific ever get back to those glory days?
They will get back to being a growing company again someday. The challenge for Boston Scientific will be to really retool and generate new products and new technologies in categories that are growing.
What did Ray Elliott accomplish in the last 2 years, and what is he leaving behind for his successor?
He accomplished the resolution of some patent disputes. He paid down a considerable amount of debt. He's leaving behind a much leaner cost structure, a much more sound organization in terms of being able to move forward and navigate a very challenging healthcare environment. And he has made a few early stage acquisitions that may pay off a few years from now.
How much of Boston Scientific's problems are based on internal stumbles, like the company overpaying for the medical device company Guidant in the view of some investors, or paying big bucks to settle some patent litigation, versus how much is due to external pressures like product competition and changes in the healthcare industry?
The vast majority of the troubles facing Boston Scientific today are self-inflicted, and they really started with the 2006 acquisition of Guidant. It never panned out the way management at the time had hoped and saddled Boston with a lot of debt. That debt stood in the way of making other acquisitions that would have diversified the company.
Phil, thanks for talking with WBUR.
Thank you, Sasha.
Phil Nalbone is a medical technology analyst for Wedbush Securities in San Francisco. He was talking about the news that Boston Scientific CEO Ray Elliott will leave the company at the end of this year. Stock in Boston Scientific, after picking up some ground earlier today, ended the day unchanged from its close yesterday.